This is CliffCentral.com.
Thrill, scope.
You listen to a pillow Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good.
Radio has never been
a pillow Cliff Central. WOC, a pillow Cliff Central.
Pray for blessing. Hey, my people, them they pray for blessing. For better living. I am feeling good tonight. This thing got me thanking God for life. I can't explain. Got me thanking God for life. I just can't explain. I can't explain, no, no.
Yeah. Look, it's gonna be a long, long time before we stop. Boy, better know, they better know who made the scene pop. All I ever needed was a chance to get the team hot. Only thing I fear is a headshot or a screenshot. Pre-me, them a pre-me. You know they only call me when they need me. I never go anywhere, they never see me. I'm the type to take it easy, take it easy. I took girls in the very first text I sent. I don't beg no lovers, I don't beg no friends. If you wanna link, we can link right now. Skeppy with some Drake, it's a ting right now.
Are you feeling good tonight? This thing got me thanking God for life. I can't explain.
Being African was a diss. Sounds like you need help saying my surname, miss. Try to communicate, but every day is like another episode of Everybody Hates Chris. Ever since mom said, son, you are a king. I feel like Floyd when I'm stepping into the ring. Just spoke to the boy, said he's flying in with a ting. We're touching the road to celebrate another win. We're going in. Why am I repping these ends, man? I don't know. The government played roulette with my postcode. All I know is it's where my people, them are suffering. I've seen it before, narrate the story as it unfolds. That's certified the settings and my mom knows. My mind full of more bullets than your gun holds. Now I got the paintings in the front row saying, Skeppy, come home, baby, come home. Yeah, I love the sun, but I respect the rain. Look forward to good times, can't forget the pain. I was the kid in school with the 10-pound shoes, white socks, jack-ups and the pepper grain. Said they're gonna respect me for my ambition. Rest in peace, my niggas that are missing. I had to tell my story cause they'd rather show you black kids with flies on their faces on the television.
DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neal
with a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal
worldwide.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
And you,
It's a brand new song from a guy who calls himself Major Ali. The song is called Me and You. And before this one, I played you something brand new from Wizkid, a song that took everybody by surprise. And one of those people being Alicia Keys, for some reason, she enjoys the song so much. Just the other day, she actually posted a video of herself dancing to the song on Instagram. That obviously sent Africans into a frenzy. Well, anyway, welcome to the show. The show is called O'Neill on Cliff Central. My name is O'Neill. We're going to have an awesome show, man. Like crazy stuff. It's our second week doing 2 hours, meaning we're packing heat today. The first guest I will introduce on the show is Kabomo, who's got a brand new album out. We're going to take a brand new single from him and chat to him on the other side of that. Lots of freestyle lined up for the show as well. Stand by.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
And no, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not hanging out with the foreign exchange in the studio. It's Kabomo, live in the studio. What's up, brother?
I'm cool, brother. How you doing?
Listen, social media was a buzz just 2 days ago. We heard about a launch that you did. It was traffic stopping launch, I heard.
It was. Everybody came out with the Market Theater.
Yeah.
We filled it to the brim. People couldn't find parking. It was just crazy. We trended in the country. People just loved it. Brian Temba, Kehlukumalo, and Monawa sang with me a few songs. Yeah, it was fun to do. It was really fun to rock out there with my band.
Now, you do so much. I mean, you do TV, you do all kinds of things, and I know you produce other artists, you write for other artists
for
as
sure.
well. Tell me about the creative process leading up to this brand new album.
I hadn't made music for myself for a good year and a half. I was itching to make music. I was growing in my taste. I was hearing different things in my head.
Yeah.
I've grown so much within the industry as a songwriter, as a producer, as a human being, as a man.
Yeah.
And I had so many stories that I wanted to tell, you know what I mean? So I made this album.
Is there anything in particular with regards to your sound that sort of stands out compared to what you've done before?
Well, with this particular one, yes, most definitely. Like, my first two albums were very influenced by neo soul and hip hop.
Yeah.
And I was very proud to sort of hold that flag as like the key neo soul guy.
Yeah.
I had opportunities to work with like Ninth Wonder and Fonte and Raheem Devon and Dwele and Eric Robertson, record with them, MD for them. But I love the South African live sound. I love going to like live festivals, and this album we did with my band, it's live.
Mm-hmm.
I literally have one rap verse on it. It's all in Zulu. It's all, you know what I mean. So it's not the classic neo soul album,
okay,
but it's still very soulful, and I think people will enjoy it.
Okay, we're hanging out with Kabomo. We're gonna get into a freestyle shortly, but I haven't even hollered at my boy Gina today. Gina, you good?
I'm proper, man.
Okay, you wanna say shout out to our TV, our viewers. We'll go viewers this time around.
Yeah,
Gina.
Man. Shout out to all the viewers. You know, I feel so special and honored, man. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to you, dog. Shout out to
big
to
up yourselves. Now, what we usually do here on the show, well, we've had Kabomo here on the show before. He's familiar with how it works. We're going to get into perhaps, I would say, please sing or pick one song from the album that you feel best represents you.
Okay.
And then we do a live performance of that. How's that?
All right, cool. You know what? We're gonna. I'll do. Cause you know what I wanted. Cause I wanted you to play the stuff like you just did.
Okay.
And just throw back a little bit of some of the stuff that people know me for. So maybe we could do that first. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay. We'll get to that.
All right, cool.
We'll get to that. We would love to hear you. I mean, first of all, I was mad that I didn't get an invitation to the launch. So we'd love to know what you've been up to, vocal-wise. We would like to hear that from you.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know if my dude knows these new songs. He doesn't, so...
Well, look, the idea is to challenge you as much as possible.
Okay.
The secret is out now.
Okay.
So the idea is to challenge you on the spot. So this is coming up in just a minute. Do not move.
Ladies love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal on Cliff Central, OC, O'Neal on Cliff Central, OC, O'Neal on Cliff Central, OC. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central, OC.
Baby.
All right, so we're back. We're hanging out with Kabomo. He's got a brand new album out, and he's about to give us a live performance in the studio, on the spot. So yeah, man, looking forward to it. Stand by. We've got Zeus, who'll be joining us in about 10 minutes, who'll also be coming in here to just showcase his stuff and what he's been up to, all that and more. Plenty of action lined up. Remember, 45 minutes at least on the other side of 4 p.m. You'll be able to download everything as a podcast. So, yeah, man. All right. So, here we go. You ready?
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is we're just going to freestyle this.
Yeah, right? Let's do this. Right, cool. Let's do this.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. What's up, Zeus, on the camera? You could, brother? Yeah. Pete, see you, yeah. I was born in Davidson, where there's music and fly women everywhere. Fly women everywhere, yeah. And I hope they're listening to Cliff Central right now, cause I'm about to sing a song for you, yeah, Yeah. I'm proud to be from where I'm from, cause that's what inspires me to do what I do. That's why you made it this far. Whoa. There wouldn't be any awards, any summers, any Metro FM awards, if it wasn't for the love from home. Love from home. I wouldn't be on Cliff Central right now if it wasn't for the love from home. Love from home. So I wanna shout out Davidson, I love ya. Davidson, I love ya. What's up, my people at home? My people at home, where I have a little drink every now and then. Hold a hand of a pretty girl every now and then. That'll be what Bubble Bay. Switch on a Cliff Central right now, baby. I wanna sing for you. Whoa, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
Yep. The talented, the uber talented Kabomo, on a freestyle tip. Now, of everybody you've written for,
yeah,
and the artists you've been working with, who's been most exciting for you working with?
I think Tupa Chula was on my first gigs.
Wow.
On my first
the
album.
Pipes that yeah, man has yeah, on him.
Legendary. And I mean, on my first album, we covered a song by him, Papa. Let's play a little bit of Papa, which is like a song I grew up with that Sanko Mota made, and to have an opportunity for me to do that song, and then he's like, I love the song, and
yeah,
he's like, I love it so much that, like, you, I want you to write for me, because it's just man, like, you know what I mean?
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's such an honor.
It is. That you're waiting for your name to be called. What did you say? Your body's shaking with disbelief. Cause you never, never wait for a before. Set your waiting for your name to be called. Your body's shaking with disbelief. Cause you never, never wait for a before. Oh, 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 oh. Jesus, Jesus, Halle Falle, Hakit Samaya, Kilase Hile, Bafangada, Mpana, hey, Mpana, na 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 na. I guess some old folks would know about that, right? So that was fun. That was fun to write for Pratapo. It was fun to cover a song on my album as well.
Listen, man, what is he up to? Look, it would be remiss of me if I didn't try to find out what he's up to. You know, people like him who've done such amazing work on all levels,
for
not
sure,
just entertainment, we hardly ever know what they're up to. So if there's one thing that you may want people to know about,
well,
what he's up to,
I mean,
what
as far as I'm concerned, he's still making music. He's still touring. I think Prasepo has gigs every week, which is something that we look forward to. We gig like once every now and then. He gigs every week.
Yeah.
And he's been consistently gigging for years. So people mustn't worry about Tip. I think whoever he is doing all right. And he's always creating new music, releasing albums, collaborating with other people.
Yeah.
Showing love to young artists like myself.
Big up yourself. Now, let's go back to the brand new album.
Yes.
In terms of production, is there anyone who stands out among people you worked with?
Well, I produced the album myself, but I collaborated with a lot of people.
Okay.
My keyboardist, Sia, workshopped a few songs with me. I work predominantly with a pianist songwriter called Mbumi Dlamini, a bassist called Vuyo Manike, another bassist called Prince Bulo. I just work with a lot of guys. Joshua plays drums for Lira, played a few songs on me. My drummer Snigiwa played a lot of stuff. So it's a lot of people that people don't know that I've been touring with and play with all the time, and that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to work with like big producers. I wanted to workshop songs with my band because I tour with them, they travel with me, they know my growth, they know my range, they know me better than most musicians do. Yeah.
What's your vision for the album now that it's out? How are you ensuring that it's going to get out there to the people? Is there anything performance-wise that you're working on?
I mean, we spoke earlier about my launch, which was a great success. We launched at a legendary Market Theatre, where a lot of beautiful stuff happens.
Fitting, very fitting.
Yeah, we're planning on going on a country tour, going to PE, going to Durban, going to Cape Town, go to Bloemfontein. Hopefully from then we can go to a continental tour. I've never performed in Nigeria. I've never performed in Mozambique. I love to do things like that. I produced Wanda Baloyi's album last year, which won the Metro FM Award for Best Jazz Album.
Nice.
And she's got a following in Mozambique, so the idea is to jump on that bandwagon with her and try to see Mozambique. I just want to see the world, but I want to see the continent first and play my music to them.
Certainly. We've got Zeus joining us shortly, so who knows? A collab is probably on the way, so don't move.
It's been coming.
It's been coming. It's going to start right here on the show. Stand by. We're coming back.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Oh,
If you just joined us in the studio, I'm hanging out with the talented Kaboma. I just played you a song from his new album. It's called Ispalapala. And we just checked out the only verse we'll find in the album. Now, you're sounding so emotional on this specific song. What was happening?
It was a song I was just like a dude, one of those fly dudes came in the room and started checking out my woman. And I didn't like it. And I had to step up to him and say, yo, brother. It's okay to look, but let's keep it there, you know? So I wrote a joint about it.
Wow, I think a lot of guys out there sitting there thinking, yo, this guy speaks to me, man. Speaks to me. All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to challenge you before we let you go. We're going to challenge you to a freestyle.
All right, I just freestyled, though. What do you mean?
Well, dude.
More?
No idea.
Okay.
There's more. We need more from you. Junior is going to play something. You communicate with Junior if you're happy with what he's playing.
All right, cool.
He's going to lay some vocals on it.
Okay.
Gina, you ready?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, cool. Let's go. All right, let's just do this quick.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
All right. Remember, this is unrehearsed. They haven't performed this before. Gina is on keys now, and Kabomo is going to lay some vocals on it. Cliff Central.
Che, 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 che. Che, 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 che. Che, 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 che. Tell me where you're from, girl. You're looking fly. Looking like a diamond pearl. You're looking fly. Tell us to show the world. Tell everybody, want them see. It's all about getting it. Take your left spin, around the spin. Tell me what you've been. Tell me what game I've been. Let's sip something, some juice and gin. Let's do something, get a little sin in it. Run MC, wanna love you, babe. Take off your clothes, let me do things to you. Nobody has ever done to you, yeah. Tell me what you want. Whisper it in my ear, let me do it to you. I know it's too early in the afternoon to be talking on some freaky edge, but I'm feeling you by now. Said I'm feeling you, feeling you. I'm feeling you, feeling you, feeling you. Yeah, I'm feeling you, feeling you, feeling you. Yeah, I'm feeling you, feeling you. In the afternoon, in the morning, in the evening, feeling you, feeling you. I be feeling you, feeling you, feeling. I be feeling you, feeling you, feeling. Feeling you from your head to your toes. So tell me, what time can I pick you up tonight? Cause I be feeling like checking out a few clubs. Maybe a drink or two. Tell me what you wanna do. No, girl, you can't bring your friends. It's just a story for you and I only. I don't wanna share. Cause I be feeling you, feeling you. Feeling. I be feeling you, feeling you, feeling. I be feeling you, feeling you, feeling. Feeling you from your head to your toes. I be feeling you, feeling you. I be feeling you. I be feeling you. They never feel about what they did. They were bumble, they
This is what we do, man. We create magic. Live in the studio, hanging out with the talented Kaboma. But before he leaves, he's going to do something with our next guest. One of the dopest producers of the moment.
Yes, sir.
Like the continent is buzzing because of this man. He's with us live in the studio. Let's check out one of his biggest tracks. It's actually on high rotation everywhere.
I love this joint.
Yeah?
I love this joint.
Oh, yeah, we're coming back.
City's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrums.
O'Neal.
With a host exclusive.
Amazing.
Worldwide.
Working now.
Yeah, turn up on a Sunday. Cause I'm getting more money on Monday. I take these girls out on Tuesday. And I buy them champagne like it's Kool-Aid. Bobbylicious on Wednesday. Paper cuts, so I think I need a Band-Aid. I'm with my niggas Thursday, I'm in the Bendo. Friday, car wash, I'm in the Benzo.
Lost a lot of weight just to fit in Balmain. Now I got a new car, new chain. Bought a new grill with the diamonds in they bling. Shout out to Saint Laurent, he's the same. Jay about to lead the pull, she about to bring the plane. Yeah, I'ma bring the bars, bring the pain. Lum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, she left the bra and the thing. Now I'm about to see my girl and her friend. Sexy, chubby, super mega, so you best get out the way. Boys and trucks, she's 63. I took this girl out on a school day. And your bands off at UJ.
Yeah, turn up on a Sunday. Cause I'm getting more money on Monday. I take these girls out on Tuesday. And I buy them champagne like it's Kool-Aid. Bobbylicious on Wednesday. Paper cuts, so I think I need a Band-Aid. I'm with my niggas Thursday, I'm in the Bendo. Friday, car wash, I'm in the Benzo.
Always had a dream that I would be the super mega. On my second album, but they treat me like a legend. Listen to my old shit, that's my only pressure. City where the gold is, that's the holy mecca. You can get the money, you can never buy taste. Take a sip of my name, spit the side grapes. Niggas talking beef shit, wanna bright flakes. Why you smoking cheap shit? This is high grade. I think this mommy got potential. I think this Molly got me busting out the frenzo. Drop it in the champagne like a Mentos. We in the lobby, but your body is a temple.
Yeah, turn up on a Sunday. Cause I'm getting more money on Monday. I take these girls out on Tuesday. And I buy them champagne like it's Kool-Aid. Bobbylicious on Wednesday. Paper cuts, so I think I need a Band-Aid. I'm with my niggas Thursday, I'm in the Bendo. Friday, car wash, I'm in the Benzo.
I'm bite skeleton, I bite things. It's not my fault that these rappers bite sing. The Thundercat back brought the lightning. But now these niggas mad cause these hoes selling pipe dreams. I'm treating habits like a spaza. You probably thought I got this money from my father. I rough you to die. Shall we continue with the saga? $1,000 G's of balaclava.
You know this shit is a classic. This ain't no billabong, no regular fabric. This is a megathon, now build me a statue. My nigga, I been the guard, don't let this shit gas you. Seemed to pull up in the coupe with the Porsche sign. Pop these bottles off the roof at the all white. Drop these bottles in the pool, want me, there's a lot of you. Time to show you how they do it in the north side.
Yeah, turn up on a Sunday. Cause I'm getting more money on Monday. I take these girls out on Tuesday. And I buy them champagne
like it's Kool-Aid.
Bobbylicious on Wednesday. Paper cuts, so I think I need a
Band-Aid.
I'm with my niggas Thursday, I'm in the Bendo. Friday, car wash, I'm in the
Benzo.
These niggas ain't down to earth, they better come back down. Heard they be taking shots, need more rounds. Done with the rents and I was trying to lose pounds. Yeah, I'll be in the gym, working out.
Working now.
I'm sure by now you know who we're hanging out with in the studio.
Working now.
Dude, and you look like you've been working out, man.
Just a little.
Okay, now listen, because we are also on TV.
Before
before we even do this, the camera is over there. Can we see the grill?
Oh, I lost the grill, actually.
Are you serious?
I lost my grill.
How?
When did I lose the grill? 2 weeks ago.
Dude, tell me FBI is on it. What's happening?
The grill is lost.
How is that even possible? Listen, this man has the most expensive grill in all of South Africa, and he tells us it's lost. And he's not even panicking.
I mean,
so there's somebody out there running around with the grill.
Nah, it's lost. What can I do, bro? It's lost. I just need to work harder and get a new one.
Welcome to the studio, man.
Thank you so much, man.
I'm sure it's not going to be a problem with the amount of beats you're putting out at the moment.
No, it's still a lot more work.
Okay, so you feel like there's a lot more work to be done?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, before we even get into the interview, What we like to do is we like to challenge our producers and artists, because we have to let this man go. We have to do something with him before he goes.
Okay.
So we're going to get into a freestyle of sorts. This is Junior.
You guys love these freestyles.
It's all
and
we
these
do.
These things are not for free. You know, it's like there's copyrights, you know, and things like that. What if I freestyle something, the next thing I want to use it? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to freestyle the next biggest hook.
Well,
and then,
look.
And then what?
Speaking of hooks.
Then it belongs to who?
Dude, we can talk after the show.
No.
We can talk after the show. So basically, Junior is going to play something.
All right.
And if you're feeling it, you jump on it. If you're not, you tell him and you can switch it up. So are we ready, Junior?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute.
Is that it?
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Okay, Junior, what's happening?
Come on, Junior.
All right. Okay. Okay. No, we're waiting on you, dude. Okay, cool.
Is this the beat?
Okay.
Come on, man. We need another beat. Or play something.
Okay, play something.
Play something.
Play keys.
I don't know what.
Play some. Yeah, just play some keys. It's cool.
Yeah, let's hear the keys you have, Junior.
Just some nice progressions, man. It's progressions. Hey. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Make sure you record this.
All right. So remember, everything will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. We're about to go in. Just before we let Kabomo go, we had to keep him just so he can do something with Anati, live in the studio. Junior is on keys. All right.
Who's going to start it? Should I start it?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I ran into it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 What's your name on the keys? Tell me please. I need a progression. Came here to teach guys. I think they need a lesson. Huh. Call the preachers. I think I got a confession. Yeah. I'm a niggas in here. Yeah, I never left him, huh? Now who the best? We second guess him, huh? I'm in the building, I never left it, huh? Kaboom on in, we always do it, yeah. We always do it, yeah, we always do it. Your girls in the line, yeah, we running through them. One more time, yeah, we running through them. I ain't got no time, yeah, I'm running through them. Yeah, I stay running through
them.
Yeah.
What's your name on the keys? Cause I'm feeling something easy on the E. What? I'm here with the Nazi. We're about to do something you never thought before. We're about to break doors. We're about to let y'all know with some smooth, some cool. R&B, hip hop, uptown, downtown, jazz up. It's too smooth for you to listen. It's too smooth for you to feel it. It's too smooth for you to like it. Make sure you break something for me to tight it. Come on, girl, you wanna bite it. Come on, you wanna spike it. The drink and a sip on something more. Anati, what you wanna say, B?
Alright. Yeah. How many girls coming through? Somebody asked me, are they coming through?
Coming through?
I could bring something too.
Oh.
Drinks or things that if you wanted to.
Oh.
Yeah. Party favors and all that. Oh. It's R&B, it's not all rap. Oh. Yeah, these niggas all crap. Oh. I'm at the table, I'm just playing all craps. Oh. Yeah. I stack it, back it, flipping and attracted. I only fuck with girls that's attractive. Woo. Stretch it like elastics. Spastic. Fasting. Not eating cause you fasting. Everlasting. Hey. It's just fun.
Amazing stuff, man. We're hanging out with the legendary Anati. And that was freestyle, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, let's just say goodbye to Kabomo. Kabomo, what are you up to this weekend, sir?
Chilling. Last weekend I was so busy with my launch. Went to Durban, went to Cape Town, went to Nelspruit.
Yeah.
This weekend I was like, I want to sleep. So it was one of those weekends where I said no to money.
Oh, okay.
It happens. You need to be seen.
Yeah. Rest is key. Yeah. Rest is key. Now, big up yourself, man. So the album, how do we purchase the album?
It's on all music major stores. Musica, if I think that's the only one left. Okay. You can get it on iTunes. You can stream it on these. You can get it everywhere. Every major online store or streaming, you'll find the album. It's Segusile.
Okay.
Kabomo.
Okay. Big up yourself. Thank you very much, man. And keep doing the great work.
Thank you, and thank you for always showing me love. Every time I come out with an album, you guys are the first to call me here. I appreciate that.
Look, you deserve it, man. And next time the second single is ready, please come back again.
Yeah, I might just do a remix with the Nacho. Who knows, right?
Yeah, well, he's here.
Yeah,
put him on the spot.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal.
Oh, it is? Okay, cool stuff. Big up yourself, man. Okay, Anati has a brand new single, and that single is coming up shortly.
Yeah, baby.
Radio Central, 00C, 00C. We need a long peace central, 00C, 00C. We need a long clip central, 00C, 00C. You're listening to We Need a Long Clip Central, 00C, 00C.
Yeah, baby.
City's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Got your girl there filling up. Know me. Filling on me. Yeah. Filling on me. Calling on me. Got your girl there calling up. Calling on me. Calling on me. Yeah. Calling on me. She don't love you like she used to. She only messing with the new school. I told her things that she needed. She said I give her that feeling. She gave me time. I gave her my promise for dinner and wine. Damn it, these hoes, they be lying. Damn, they be lying. But I don't mind. She move it to the baseline. When she comes, she don't take. Calling on me, calling on me.
yeah. Tell him no man. Yeah. I want a G63. She want a trip to Belize. She blowing loud in that public, so sir, please do not call the police. I get there cause I'm on. She love with me cause I'm on. I hit that dance to the mall. Damn it, she screaming, she moving to the baseline. When she comes, she don't take time. She calling me daddy. She said she wanted that badly. She moving to the baseline. When she comes, she don't take time. She calling me daddy.
Brand new, ladies and gentlemen, Anati, Feeling on Me.
Yeah.
The fire, boss.
Thanks.
The fire. So this is the new single.
Yeah, that's the new single.
What's happening with the album?
It's on the way. I'm just working on it, man. It's stressful.
I can imagine.
That's the only stress in my life is my album.
Well, judging by what we've been listening to, you're putting in work, man.
Yeah, we're just pushing.
Is there anyone in particular you worked with on this one?
That's myself and co-written by my man Dan Jaffe. He's also my engineer, so, and my manager, so yeah.
Now,
we spend a lot of time in studio together, but yeah, produced by me, features me only, so yeah.
Now, in the album, the sound, is it similar to this, or is it, does it vary?
Yeah, it's like a variety of things, man. There's hip-hop tracks, R&B tracks, you know, some dancehall, you know? It's just, you know, it's different, you know?
It sounds like it comes from such an easy place for you. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm listening to this, and I listened to what you did as a freestyle earlier on. Tell me about that. Is this something, is this the flavor throughout the album?
I mean, yeah, it's a bit of the flavor. I think I just, there's so many different songs, you know, on the album, just because of what I have to offer, you know?
Yeah.
Because I could do so much in terms of music. So I'm just really trying to show how broad my scope is in terms of making music on the album. So that's why all the singles that I'm releasing, different, you know? The Saga, this, even the follow-up to this single is going to be completely different.
Now, in the midst of all of this, you're also producing for, like, the entire continent. Is there anyone who stands out among the people you're producing for? Who's more exciting to be with in the studio?
I think the most exciting person that I'm working with, like, probably Wizkid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Wizkid is insane.
Nice. Is this for your project or for his project?
Both.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, both.
I imagine you get a lot of calls from people who now want you to produce for them. Does that happen?
I mean, yeah, but I don't really get calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you get?
They go through Dan.
Ah, okay.
And then we have to see if it's you know, feasible or not for us to do it.
Okay.
If the check's not right.
Jeez. Listen, man, I think for the benefit of all the artists out there who are still working their way up, maybe give us a figure, dude.
No, it's not about the figure. It's about if it's feasible, like, okay, for me to do it as an artist, you know?
Okay.
I have to feel it first.
Okay, all right. Know? Let's say you were producing.
Because I've been offered checks, like ridiculous checks.
Yeah?
Actually, every day it's ridiculous. But yeah. I don't accept all of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't accept
90% of them, actually.
Is there any specific reason why you do that? I like that.
Because it's just everything that you release has to be consistent, you know? Like, I feel like I'm at that level now.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't just buy me. Mm. Like, you know.
Nice one. So it doesn't just take money.
Yeah. More than that now.
Big up yourself, man. We're hanging out with Anati. Now, video-wise, what's happening with the Feeling on Me?
Well, we just dropped a song today. Okay. The video should be out quite soon. I mean, we work quickly on the video, so, I mean, expect the visual soon. You know, my man Illa's over here.
Okay. Shout out.
So we're gonna get a video soon. You know?
Okay. Now remember,
if he can bring his camera.
Remember, everything we have here will be available as a podcast. Now, because we've got Anati in the studio, one of the greatest to ever do it, and we also have Junior in here. Maybe take us through the creative process of putting together a major hit like the Saga. What do you start with? I know some producers say it varies for them. Where does it come from for you?
Well, it really does vary, because the thing is, I approach music like holistically, you know, because I'm a singer, songwriter, rapper, producer. Yeah. So it's like he could be starting on the keys.
Yeah.
Then I might bring him some drums that fit these keys to make a record, you know.
Okay.
or somebody might already have drums, then I might put keys on that and bass and write a whole song on top of that, you know. Amazing. So it starts from anything. I mean, I'm always recording. I'm always doing voice recordings on my phone. The ideas are always there because I freestyle a lot of the stuff. So I just, you know, always churn out stuff every day.
Okay. When do you prefer to work? Daytime or nighttime?
I mean, I've been awake since yesterday, so anytime. Anytime's tea time.
Okay, let's do something nice on the spot. Junior, begin some progression and let's hear what an artist has to offer.
Different instrument and a progression.
Okay, cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we always stress, it's unrehearsed. They're meeting for the first time in the studio and we're just trying to make something work out here. It's Cliff Central. Ladies and gentlemen, everything will be available as a podcast. And remember, on TV as well. So you're able to see what's happening live on the show. Just go to the website, homepage. You'll be able to find a link there. On TV, 00C. And 00C is the hashtag. Are you happy with the... Let us know if you're happy with the progression.
Yeah. Can we get the keys louder? Yeah. That's just two chords, but anyway, let's go. Zeus in the building. Oh yeah. In the building. Oh yeah. Zeus in the building.
Reach out.
Hey, in the building. Zeus, hey, tell him the truth.
Tell him.
Huh. Cliff Central in the booth. Woo! You know what to do? Tell them what to do.
Sure. I tell them what to do. We out here slaying tracks. Anati passed the mic and I pass it back. Joe, huh? We go back and forth, forth and back.
Hey.
Yeah, you know it's free, but it sound like tracks.
Jax.
Yo, it sound like tracks. It sound like how train moving. It sound like me and my man starting a movement. It sound like how I sound at Wetback when I started up in the booth. And take it back to the streets. Yo, man, flip it up. Flip it up with some heat.
Yes.
Chopping up the beat, JR.
Yeah.
That's Junior, yeah. Right? That's Junior, right? Yeah. Yeah, boy, I see you. Nice,
hey.
Nice.
Hey, shout out to Jay. You can't deny it. Hey.
Jay.
Chubby in the building. But who the flyest? Homie, desires. I'm feeling other girls' desires. Wire to wire.
Yeah.
Let me buy you. Yeah. I cannot divide it.
Jay.
No, the hooks is abstract.
The hooks is abstract, right? All right, check it out. Okay, cool. I got you. See, hey, yo, the hooks is abstract. Beats is mad fat.
Hey.
Yo, man, give it up to Zeus. I got that. I know I started a little. Yo, man, I make dudes cumber like brittle. Yo, I'm back on the fiddle. Yeah, man, it's the Pied Piper. It's the paid sniper. It's that dude that come through to hype up the hyper.
Hey.
How does that mean? What does that mean? I don't know. I just run through the cipher. Yo, it's freestyle pro bono. I'm here to smash your squad. Yo, take out the squad. Kill your whole crew like Yoko Ono. Oh, call me Ono. Yo, I give rappers FOMO. That's fear of missing out. You better take a selfie, but leave out the pout. Yo, I got a lot of clout. Ask Gap City, they know what I'm about. African MC top 10 list. Yeah. Been there, done that. I exist. I live, I breathe.
Oh, man. Yeah. Freestyle, yeah. Unrehearsed.
Yeah. I get girls with no methodology. Zeus in the building. Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they all of me. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, they all of me. I told them that the hooks is abstract. Beefs and chicken, yeah, we passed that. We had to just pass racks. My nigga, give me money, just pass racks.
Show me different currencies. Talking about USDs. Euros and plenties. Amen. Bula Power, we up in here. Yo, O'Neal, that's my homeboy. Amen. You know we took it home, boy. Flipping all around the world. Hey. You know how we do it, man. Early bird since the early morn. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. So this is what we do. Yes. Obviously, Zeus is already in the building, joining Anati there on that freestyle and Junior on keys. Junior, nice one.
I know I got a little messy, but yeah, we got
no, no, dude, you brought it. You brought it. Shout out, man. So what are you up to at the moment, performance-wise? Are you performing?
Actually, I was in Botswana this past weekend.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Epic. I was in Gaborone.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. What did you get up to?
I was just I had a performance there.
Okay. Nice. See any cows on the road?
Dude, the craziest thing was...
Was that the party?
Listen. No. Okay. So we got there in the evening.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, I was like, where are we? Like,
the contrast.
Yeah, because it didn't seem like that, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I woke up, I'm like, yo, what desert is this now? We have to go now. We have to leave. And I woke up, it was Saturday. I was like, nah, let's go now.
You know, I think they must have took you to the wrong part of town.
Yeah, which part did they, know, where were man. You?
Crusty promoters.
Yeah, promoters, you're misrepresenting us. All right, man. Now, okay, so yeah, you've just been to Botswana now. The Saga. Tell me about the love you get for the Saga, man. It must be massive. Women love it.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't really pay attention to too much like hype and things.
Yeah.
I just keep my head down low in the studio, low key.
Okay.
So I don't, you know. But I mean, it's been a blessing. Everything's been a blessing though.
Okay. Take me through a typical creative day for you. What is it like? What time do you get up and what happens next?
I mean, it depends. Sometimes I wake up at about 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 5 or 6. Okay. Just depends, but then normally I wake up, you know, chill, relax, meditate, get into admin, or probably just get straight into studio.
Yeah.
You know, and then after that, just, you know, do whatever I need to do. If I need to do an interview or, you know, get back into studio.
Have you ever done...
I'm just always in studio.
Have you ever done anything and how many times do you surprise yourself?
How many times do I surprise myself?
Yeah.
I don't know, every day.
So every day you put something down, it just surprises you.
Yeah, everything surprises me, because the thing is, I'll come back to it and listen to it again, and I'll be like, oh man, actually, yeah, this thing is crazy. You
yeah.
know, that's why I stopped deleting songs. I used to make songs and then delete them if I don't like it at yeah. that point. But then I stopped doing that last year.
In terms of international producers, at the moment, who are you looking at and who just moves you?
International, I don't know, really just like the old-time greats like Quincy and those guys, you know? And Swiss Beats, who else, Kanye, Timberland, yeah, that's pretty much
and,
it.
And who what are you listening to in your car at the moment?
My new single, Feeling On Me. and songs from the album.
Okay.
And just other songs from the album that I've been working on. That's pretty much.
Two other artists other than yourself that you're listening to?
Right now?
It doesn't have to be in your car. Like, who you're currently listening to?
Stevie Wonder and the new Drake.
Okay.
Yeah, he's charged up.
He's charged up. He's charged up.
Yeah, he's charged up.
Mick Miller had to put out a lame statement. I saw that the other day.
Future. Yeah, Future's
yeah,
album.
He's
Future's
nice. Album is it's doing well. That yeah. album is doing well. So you're enjoying that at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool stuff.
And the Dr. Dre. I've been listening to the Dr. Dre this week also.
I don't know. I think my ears waited way too long.
I'm still listening to it.
Okay. I think, yeah, maybe I still need to give it a bit of time.
I think it's dope.
I think production quality-wise, you can tell. I mean, you can feel his hands on it. But, you know, in terms of relevance, nah, I don't know anymore. We're about to let Anati go. My man, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you please come back and just invite us to more great things that you're doing, possibly for the video? Invite Junior.
I'm trying to get his contacts, you know. But
yeah,
you know,
man.
His fingers are busy.
His fingers are busy, you know.
So, Junior. We're gonna need your contacts.
Yeah, no probs, man. Yeah, for sure, man.
So I need to see you in that video.
Just holler at Ali over here. Let's get it, man.
Yeah. I'm up for it, man. I'm game. You
know? So, Feeling On Me, is it available for download?
It's available for streaming on SoundCloud if you want to stream it. But if you want to get the song, you can get it on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, Tidal, wherever you want to look for, you'll find it.
Oh, nice one. Yeah. Okay, so what are we going to do about that grill, man?
I don't know, man. I just need to work harder and get a new one.
Okay, so next time you come back here, you'll have a new grill.
Can I say, I just hope whoever found it isn't wearing it, because that would be hard.
Yeah, dude, like, seriously. Like,
It won't fit. It's only made for my mouth. But the thing is, I lost it at home, so.
Ah, so it's somewhere. Somewhere.
Find your help. Your helper just.
It wasn't stolen. You know?
Yeah, the helper.
Find the helper. Blitz.
It's lost.
The helper.
It's just lost for a very long time.
I see what you mean. Listen, man, big up yourself for stopping by. Shout out to you. The podcast will be available. We are now joined by Zeus. You've already had him on a freestyle. We're going to get into his music. And then Casper Your Vest should be here any minute as well to join us in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a movie.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
My name's on it like 340 mil coke cans. Drugs are bad, kids, no plan. Take it easy in the slow lane. Blow my fella bus teeth, I thought I told him way before the crash came. Last name, Bunce. Yeah, the street and trying to get all buns. Go just a mama without nonsense. Get what lots of fella keep on nonsense. My sons, a lot of their sons. Hold up, before I get the romance it, let's get it straight, I ain't dancing. This ain't no Chris Brown halftime show tribute out to Mike Jackson. Bring back our rappers, rappers really now start rapping. Switch style up, I don't mind. You know me, man, I've been trapping. Kicking back, I'm just laughing. On my hood, rich chips stacking. Champagne and high fashion, flashing. Key to tag, no need to brag, man, can't tell me nothing. Check the rap right next, fresh man, can't tell me nothing. You know these streets, tell the retweets, man, can't tell me nothing. That trending topic, won't you stop it, can't tell me nothing. Yo, key to tag, no need to brag, man, can't tell me nothing. Check the rap right next, fresh man, can't tell me nothing. You know these tweets, tell the retweets, man, can't tell me nothing. Why 15 minutes up, yacha. My clock running by 1 hour, more time, split the real, some more power. Nasty suki re plus cake flop. More cake, get it, boy, I'm in power. Power, my people like when Black Lance Cole Beagle. Power like how I play the game, scoreboards ticking like free throws. Shooting, raining down. They shooting, raining down. They shooting, raining down. Now I'm shooting, raining out. That's Steph Curry for three. Now Shea Bird MVP. I'm the baddest up in my league. CR7 versus Messi. So you wanna play with my team? No, you'd rather play for my team. No substitute, your game is cute. Mara Hydro Jilla Giski, my ski. Tweet and tag, no need to brag, man, can't tell me nothing. Check the rap right next, fresh man, can't tell me nothing. You know these tweets, tell every tweets, man, can't tell me nothing. That trending topic, won't you stop it, can't tell me nothing. Yo, tweet and tag, no need to brag, man, can't tell me nothing. Check the rap right next to fresh, man, can't tell me nothing. You know these tweets, I love your tweets, man, can't tell me nothing. That trending topic, won't you stop it, can't tell me nothing. Double up on nothing, I swear, man, I ain't bluffing. I'ma leave this here game with a winner's medal, son, stunting.
You know you can't tell me nothing. I'm feeling like a young Kanye. I'ma let you finish. I'ma let you finish. Double up on nothing. I swear man, I ain't bluffing. I'ma leave this here game with a widow's medal, son, stunting. You know you can't tell me nothing. I'm feeling like a young Kanye. I'm feeling like a young Kanye. I'm feeling like a young Kanye. I'ma let you finish. I'ma let you finish. I'ma let you finish. I'm feeling like a young
Easy.
I'm feeling like a young
Easy.
Yo, tee the tag, no need to brag, man, can't tell me nothing. Check the rap right next to fresh, man, can't tell me nothing. You know these beats, hella retweets, man, can't tell me nothing. That trending topic, won't stop it, can't tell me nothing. Yo, tee the tag, no need to brag, man, can't tell me nothing.
The sounds of Zeus, the song is called Can't Tell Me Nothing. Zeus is hanging out with us in the studio as we speak. Zeus, what's up?
Chilling, what up, what up?
Cool, man. When did you hit town?
I got here on Sunday.
Sunday, what are you here for?
We were launching United Nations Population Fund album called We Will.
Okay.
Which I'm involved in. It's a side program.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now, album-wise, what's happening, dude?
Yeah, you know, after African Time dropped, we made a very conscious decision, you know, like, along with the team at the time, and just for me personally as an artist, that we definitely give it room in terms of shelf life, you know.
Okay.
I think, to me, it's my best work to date, you know. I know a lot of my core hip-hop fans maybe might not gravitate to it the same way as Honey, I'm Home or whatever, but just in terms of a crossover, Afro-sounding hip-hop adult contemporary album.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of it. So the idea was to give it enough time, you know. So it's been about almost going on 2 years now.
Okay.
So yeah, it's time for some new work.
All right. Now, once again, I hate having to do this because we have to make an apology on behalf of one of our guests. Casper cannot make it onto the studio because he's got a sound test that's happening somewhere. So we're actually going to talk to him on the line right now. He'll explain everything. We also have his brand new single, which I'm hearing is downloading like mad. Mama made it. It's supposedly downloading like mad. So let's hear what Casper is actually up to. Casper. Casper.
Yo, what up, man?
What's good, man? Listen, dude, the whole continent is waiting on you here.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm on my way right now, man. I just got back from Nigeria, so I'm just
late
for this and that. But
yeah, are you on your way? Are you on your way here?
I'm on my way there. I might just get there before this phone call ends, you know?
For real? Okay, so he's on the way.
I will take that shower.
Yeah, I know.
Yo,
try. Okay, now listen quickly. You just got back from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And what was happening in Nigeria?
I had a show. I had a couple of things I was doing. I was doing a media tour, and I had a show out there. And I was shooting a video with Debange, and I was also in studio with Debange because we worked on a few projects together, one that's dropping about next week. Then we also have a big one that's going to drop, you know, we'll be touring. And there's a possibility of him coming down to the Dome. So, yeah.
Oh, nice one. So did Debange by any chance give you any message to give to any female in Joburg?
To any female? What are you talking about?
Anyway, listen, dude, let's go back to the Dome. We're looking forward to this feat, man. What a feat. Where are you right now in terms of filling up the Dome?
Yo, I ain't even checking the tickets, man. I'm just selling them right now. I don't even want to stress myself.
Fresh.
I don't want to look at none of that. Right now, yeah. I'm just selling the tickets, man. You know, I see people buying them on Instagram and Twitter, and it's pushing it. That's where I want to keep it at, because 20,000 is not something you can do in a week, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
now, are you still as confident as you were when you began this campaign?
I'm actually more confident.
Nice.
You know what I mean? But it was definitely easier to say it. It definitely was, you know, when you say...
The groundwork is slightly different. Whatever.
It got real when I had to pay for the venue.
Listen, dude, we need to hear that figure. What was the figure for the venue, though?
Pardon?
What was the figure for the venue?
It's 900,000 to book the venue.
900,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I'm getting lost trying to get to the thing. I'm at Planet Fitness.
You where?
On my left.
Planet Fitness?
Planet Fitness is on my left.
Okay, listen, the producers will sort you out shortly, but before we let you go, hoping that you'll make it here on time, let's talk about Mama and Made It.
I'm in your street, dog.
Oh, okay. Listen.
When I say play fitness, I mean down the road there. You know what
For
I mean?
Real? Okay, so the producers will also...
Yeah, the producers.
Okay, this is amazing then. We can continue chatting with you until you walk in.
For me. Tell them to come open for me.
Go outside.
While I'm talking. Yeah, I'm by the gate.
Okay, so it's a movie, ladies and gentlemen. Can we have an aerial camera for this? This is crazy.
You should have had the camera. You never have cameras on?
We've got cameras on, but you have some other cameras outside, and they're waiting on you.
All right,
so we've got Casper who's walking in as we speak. He will be joining Zeus, and Zeus and I will just keep crunching until... this man gets here. He's got so much to tell us about.
It's always a movie when I'm around. Should have had the cameras here. Come and see the family bus.
Are you on the family bus?
Yeah, I'm on the bus, man. You know, I can't drive. I'm tired. You know?
Get off the bus. Yo, Nyoves, get off the bus. Get in the studio. Motsoko freestyle.
Okay,
going down.
Okay,
let's go.
Right now, on the phone. On the phone. Freestyle. Casper, are you ready?
Freestyle.
Over the phone.
On the phone.
I can't freestyle. I'm making an album.
Okay, so Mama Made It. Where is it in terms of downloads at the moment?
Yeah, I just checked it. It was in on 180 and still number one on iTunes across all genres.
That is ridiculous, man. When did you post it? When did it go up?
At 7 o'clock when I landed, I posted it. Pushing. It's crazy. People have been waiting for this song.
Yeah, you've been throwing forward. You said you're gonna release music. Was it every week or every 2 weeks?
I forget.
Yeah, but
the thing is, I don't want to do the every week because I might just kill the hype.
Okay.
But whenever I feel like it, I am.
Okay, Casper's in the studio.
Welcome. I really thought you were lying, though.
No. We actually thought you were lying. Okay. So Casper is live in the studio.
The main man. What's going on? The main man.
What's good, dude?
It's playing chords the whole time.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's live music. It's playing chords the whole time.
What's good, dude?
I'm all right, man. How are you doing?
What did you eat in Nigeria?
I had jollof.
Of course, you had jollof. You had
I had yam porridge.
Uh huh.
I had what is it? Fried rice. I had plantain or whatever. Plantain. Then I had just chicken and turkey.
Okay, You didn't have that pepe stuff they have.
We had no. There was no way. Because I had some chicken that had a little bit of pepper in
it. They have it with everything.
There was no way.
And it's like art stuff to create it. It's art to create it. They just sit there and just create it. Now, we saw some pictures of you and Dibange.
Yeah.
Is this for his project or your project?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Casper just got here. Zeus is here. Can we have a beat and have them just... Damn. Give us some Motsoko verses.
I'm sure Zeus can do that.
No, dude. We have
to. That guy.
We have to.
I can't.
You owe it to the listener.
The free man.
I can't do it. I'm working on an album. It's like
you can work on it every free.
Guys,
no, I can't. I might just spit something from the album.
If we are going to fill up the dome, which is us, who are going to fill up the dome?
Yeah. I wish I could play you a record.
And shout out,
yo,
for
man,
that,
I dropped
man.
A
shout
new
out.
Song today.
Yeah,
shout
Mama
out.
Made It is coming up. We're gonna play that song shortly. But before that, we have to challenge Casper. I mean, this is the leading artist in the continent.
Oh man,
it wouldn't be fair to the listener if we didn't challenge him to just an ad hoc verse. Over one of our beats.
My word. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Let's see.
I don't know.
Yo. If he can put his head on the block and say he's going to fill up the dome.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's above everyone.
Yo, I never do this. And I don't think I'm going to do it today. I'm working on the album, man. I don't like freestyling. It's just... It's something that I lost touch with
when I was a kid.
I can't do that because all the verses I'm writing right now are for the album and I need you to hear them.
Like, by the time... Trust me. By the time we get to the album, dude...
This guy is not
so
giving up.
So much would have happened.
Trust
so much.
Me.
Listen, man.
Oh my
listen.
God.
I'm a servant of the people. I'm a servant of the people.
Let me hear the beat.
Okay. No, we've got some cuts in the background.
Tell me when you're happy. Okay. With the beat, though. Just tell me.
Okay. I'm going to try.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I could give back my cosign. Trying to be human, so some things I won't hide. I want for most, celebrated for most. Okay, see, I'm losing it, you see? Okay, yeah. Sometimes I wish I could give back my cosign. Trying to be human, so some things I won't hide. I went from most celebrated to most hated. This shit got me feeling like Chris Brown in 09. Most times I pay no smile to low lives. I won't fight, but I lose it as time goes by. I ain't ever again, I just started to show signs of not giving a fuck. This is the life that I chose, right? I'm back with another one. They couldn't do that. You see, come on. You see, I lose it. Something like that. Yeah, I used to show love to the OGs. I haven't showed them love, I ain't no lean. Last day I was chilling with my boy T. Now I'm on the jet, chilling with boy T. Got my feet up.
We understand. Bring it back. Bring it back. Come on.
I don't want to mess up the album, man.
And you had to mess up at Boy T. Like, just
yeah, yeah, because that's heavy.
Hanging out with Casper in your vest. We've got somebody right on the line. Okay, we've got a call. We've got Keegan on the line right now who wants to, I suppose, wants to talk to
this
Casper.
Is a dope beat, yo. This is a dope beat.
Yeah, this is live. Done live by Junior over here, man.
Oh, man. This is a dope
Keegan,
beat.
What's
maybe
up?
Maybe that should have been the beat to the record.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it should have been.
Hello, yo, Keegan.
Yeah, that's dope. Yo, Keegan.
Keegan, what's up?
Yo, Keenan. Yo, Keegan. Keegan, what's up?
What's happening with Keegan? Keegan, what's up?
Casper, can you hear me, Casper?
Okay. Yeah, can. Yeah, yeah. What's up, man? What's going on?
Hey, let your wood up.
Jam nyabong.
I'm jam. Should you imagine if a guy like you can get poetry, I can lose weight, my brother, and get a six pack.
For real?
Anything's possible.
I'm also doing that right now for the dorm. You know, I'm going back to the gym because I was nice, and then I gained
weight
again.
We love you, Casper. I
don't have tickets. You know, they're being sold by another company, so it's not one of those where we're printing ourselves.
Okay.
I would have hooked you up. You know what I mean?
So there's gonna be a lot of competitions.
Fortunately, you know, black companies have come behind my concept and they're buying tickets and then they're gonna.
I wanna be your bodyguard.
Bodyguard, yo, you should see my bodyguard, dog. Yo, my bodyguard is big, Joe. They call him Fire.
I can be your bodyguard.
This is my homie. What's your name again? Keenan.
Keegan.
Yeah,
this is my homie. Yeah.
No, okay, Keegan. I think we need to wrap up with you. Sounds like you're about to ask for head now, G.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you, Casper.
Thank you, my homie. No homo. Beep, 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 beep.
It's like uncensored for real though, right?
Yeah, it's un-everything. Yeah, it's un-TV. It's un-radio. Yeah. It's like, it's un-sex. No, yeah. It's like sex.
That's why it was so easy for me to like rap. I never rap on radio. Yeah. Because I was thinking most of my stuff is like serious. Yo, Spike, come fetch your phone, man.
Now, let's just quickly talk about...
Is this Jessica Nkosi calling? Who's this calling, man? Spike. Jessica. Who's this? Is this Jessica?
Okay, let's put Jessica on the mic. Answer the phone.
No, I can't.
Come on, Casper. Be nice, Chief.
I can't do that to my homie, Spikey.
Spike is my boy. He'll understand. Can we have Spike? Can we talk to Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say yeah?
Yeah.
Spike, I'm trying to get you out of this.
Answer and then put it on the mic.
She hung up.
Come on, Spike.
We can't call her back. He's roaming.
Okay, back to Casper. Now the album, dog. Yeah. How do you do it, man? I mean, you're performing shows, recording at the same time. How do you ensure that your mind is sober enough to deliver on the album?
I don't think I made this album sober.
Okay.
Not sober, like I wasn't drunk or high or anything, but
okay.
I was firstly jaded by like fame and money and you know, and I thought it would be a great experiment to make an album in that space instead of trying clean it up and like, you know, make it the same way as I made my first album when I was broke. I didn't even have money for a beer, you know what I mean? So I was like, actually, so this would be the perfect time. So all of these records were made like at MTV, the awards, I mean, I can't mention that, but at all these awards ceremonies and I was traveling with my studio.
Yeah.
So fortunately I had bought a bus. So my whole studio is in there. So every time I set up, I get another room, a separate room that we get there, we set up. And whenever I feel like recording, because I can record myself. Some of the records I produce myself on the album.
Nice.
So I would just lock myself in there and make the music. And so it wasn't hard. It wasn't one of those like, when do I get time to do it?
Yeah.
It became part of the daily routine. And I also have these new boys that I'm working with right now, like Shag and Tijo and Gemini.
Yeah.
Just having their vibe and their spirit and their energy in the studio, like the way I made the music was very, very different.
How do you stay hungry? I mean, obviously you've made a lot of money. You can't...
I stay hungry because I'm always broke. Like, when you're a businessman, you always reinvest into what you do, you know what I mean? I'll get a million rand today, tomorrow. I've got like $1,000.
Is that an example or...
That's a real example.
You actually get a million rand.
Yeah, for real. That's a real... You know when I rap, people think I'm joking. When I say I make a million a month, people like think I'm joking. But at the same time, because I run a business, at the end of that month, I have 4,000 rand. Because I've got to pay people.
Yeah.
I've got to shoot videos for everybody. I've got to pay off my stuff.
What was the most painful check that you had to write?
The dome.
Okay.
Yo, that's...
This better happen.
That hurt me. Like, yo, they were like, yo, we want 50% right now. It's like, right now? Like, right now, right now. They're like, yeah, like... And I had to transfer it. And it was such a big transfer that I couldn't do it over my thing. My limit was not that high.
Yeah.
So I had to go into the bank and figure it out. And I only when I went to the bank, it was the first time I could actually use private banking, because I have that, but I never used it in my life.
Yeah.
So I had to call and they helped me. And that was the most painful. That's when it got real, like, yo, this thing better happen, because just the venue is 900K, man.
Okay, we've got a surprise for you on the line.
Yo, that's dope.
Yeah.
I hope it's not my girl.
Yo, Boiti.
Yes.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Can you please listen, make my show and propose?
Did you hear
to
what
Casper?
I said, I hope it's not my girl, because I already knew.
Can you please make our day and just propose to Casper live on radio?
Why do you keep doing this
to me? I'm gonna propose to Casper.
Yes, please.
What is wrong with you people?
Why do you always do this to me?
Okay.
I just left her at the house right now. She's asking me where I'm going.
Okay, listen, Casper just arrived from Nigeria.
Yes.
Do you know what he was up to over there?
Yes, he was working with... Am I allowed to say? Why are you guys asking me?
Yeah, no, we want to know from you, honestly.
Well, yeah, he was working with Devons, and he was doing some publicity work for Philip Dome, and he was at industry night.
Ah, cool stuff. Now, have you listened to the album yet?
Yes, I have.
Is there one song that stands out for you?
Yeah, don't mention names. No.
There's two. I won't mention names, yeah, but there's specifically two, actually three.
Okay.
There's one that always stuck in my head, and then there's one that's pretty fantastic. And
now,
then there's one
now
that is
I
like
wanna know
it's my
which
ultimate
one
favorite.
Is which one?
Okay, so
no, I can't say.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Okay, is there one specific one that you feel speaks to you?
Hey.
Is there one song that speaks to you in
the
album?
She likes track three.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Babe, please, like, confirm if I can say any of this stuff or not.
No, you can't say anything.
Okay. Jeez. Well, I can't say anything. All the songs are fantastic for me anyway.
Okay. What's that one annoying thing that Casper does in the morning that you want him to know about? The one annoying thing that he does.
You shouldn't have answered your phone.
I agree. The one annoying thing.
Yeah.
Think you need to think about this, because after this, it's me and you. There's no radio.
No, seriously, don't.
Tomorrow morning.
Give it to us, Boiti.
Can I say this one thing?
Yeah, just one thing.
No, I'm asking him. What can I say?
So I irritate you?
No. It's not irritating. It's just...
What do I do? Okay, what's
it's
the
just
one
like,
thing?
It's like, OMG.
Okay, what is it? What? Now we are curious.
Like, he's a huge... He farts a lot.
He farts a lot.
You didn't have to be
oh,
real.
Oh, wow.
You really didn't have to.
She started
you were gonna say something cute. Like,
oh, wow, Casper. Really?
Okay, it's over.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't have a girlfriend.
But the
anymore.
Thing is,
okay,
you just break up with me on the
Okay. All right. So one more question before you go, Boiti.
Okay, you guys got me dumped.
Listen, what item of clothing? There's always that item of clothing that you hate with a passion, and you want him to know about it. What is it?
No,
he doesn't have. Actually, he takes a lot of pride in everything that he wears.
Of course. Okay.
I would never be able to fault him in terms of anything clothes and fashion.
I'm sure you don't hate the Buscemi's or.
I don't what?
I'm sure you don't hate the Buscemi's or.
They're actually my favorite. The they kind of go.
You know.
Okay. Has he cooked for you yet?
Oh my god.
Has he cooked for you yet?
Has he cooked for me?
Yes.
Not this time yet, but once upon a time he cooked for me a few times before.
Yeah.
Why haven't you cooked for her?
I'm a bad cook, but you know, when we're still broke, I used
he's
to cook.
He's not, actually. He's not a bad cook. He tries.
Okay.
And actually, there was this one time recently, not recently, but like, was it last year?
Yeah.
When was it?
Oh, yeah. When I made dinner for you,
Yeah, I made dinner, like candlelight, and there were like roast kettles everywhere.
Yo, my street cred. I got slapped 2 weeks ago.
It was just so cute.
Yo, I'm still trying to get my street
whatever.
Cred right.
Okay,
you're
now.
Like,
all right. If there's one thing that you've always wanted to say to him, I'm sure you've said a number of things to him. But you haven't had the time, or just life gets in the way every time you try and say it. Say that one thing you've never said to Casper before.
This sounds like a Sunday show.
That one thing you've never said to him before.
Like, never said.
Okay. Yeah. I'm asking myself, okay, Zuso, like, is he
okay,
like,
guys,
cold?
Hold on. The woman is speaking.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Respect the woman. It's Women's Month. The one thing you've never said to Casper before, and you're going to say it for the first time today.
I think I've said pretty much everything. Yeah. If I say something now, I've
definitely
probably said it before.
No, I'm sure there's that one thing. Think about it. There has to be one thing.
No,
negative or positive?
He inspires me a lot. I've said it before.
He inspires you a lot? Okay, you've said that.
Yes.
What else?
You don't shock me.
That's the main thing. It's like it's on so many different levels. So, in terms of how he inspires me, in terms of what he does, how he does things, and his level of commitment to everything that he does, it makes me want to push myself as well. So, I can't think of anything else.
This whole interview
Do you ever think about how he's going to propose to you?
Do I ever what?
Think about how he's going to propose to you. Does it ever cross your mind?
Yeah, I've thought of it before.
Okay,
I've
thought about it. Okay. All right. Now, listen, Boiti, thank you very much for chatting to us and surprising Casper.
Thank you, love.
Okay.
You should stop doing this because you keep. Now, I'm not going to trust you anymore. How do you keep
it's
things?
It's not
from
my
me?
Fault.
No. Oh, it's not your fault that you're a good liar.
I'm not a good. Oh, my gosh. Why are you guys getting mean to talk? But you guys are horrible.
No, for real.
Okay, Boiti.
I just left the house.
But babe,
like,
it's all love. It's all love.
She was like, where are you going?
Okay. So, are you going home from here?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going home until. Like,
until what?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay, cool
what?
Stuff. Okay. Ooh.
What's going on? I'm working.
Oh my god. Goodbye. I'm out of here.
Bye, Boiti.
See you later. Bye bye.
Ladies love. Oh, girl. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
I drop the top to the Porsche and I stick out my head and scream, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Happy belated. They call me the greatest.
out of the top to the Porsche, and I stick out my head and scream, Mama, I made it. Mama, ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to make you proud. I know I put you through a lot of shit. I'm sorry the calling was loud, but you let me drop out of school. All of your friends used to call you a fool. Now when I go home, I pull up in the coupe and ask all my lawyer cousins what it do, what it do. How you feel? You like my car? Take the wheel, don't worry, I got it. I paid the bill, the papers is lying. I just made a mirror, ay. I should play you my new song with Talib, man. That shit is sounding amazing, and I drop the top to the Porsche, and I stick out my head and scream, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Happy belated. They call me the greatest. Drop the top to the Porsche and I stick out my head and scream, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Happy belated. They call me the greatest. I drop the top to the Porsche and I stick out my head and scream, Mama, I made it. Ish, Mama, I just read the papers. They wrote a whole lot of fake stuff. I hope that it didn't affect you. We got this far through the power of prayer. Mama, I'm finally famous. That's why they trying to break us. We broke the rules, so they hate us. These motherfuckers are spinning the vapors. Ish, sorry for swearing, Mama. I don't mean to disrespect you. It's just that I hate it when my fame gets to affect you, Madacha, anyway. I hope that you're good. I love you. Your son is a star in the wedding. And I drop the top to the Porsche and I stick out my head and scream, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. They call me the greatest. I drop the top to the Porsche and I stick out my head and scream, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Happy belated. They call me the greatest. I drop the top to the Porsche and I stick out my head and scream, Mama,
it's not done, it's not done.
Headphones, headphones, headphones.
There's still another verse, man.
Yeah.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
You would think that we killing at the Ox Park, but we just chilling at my home. Hey. Only on my second album. Hey. And I'm about to feel the dope. Hey, niggas out here trying to fight with me, when niggas should be taking notes. Hey, nigga, I done went platinum before you niggas went gold.
yeah. Oh, wow. So yeah, so yeah, the brand new song is out now. This is Mama Made It.
Oh, it's a hit,
so
man.
Can we check and see where it is now in terms of numbers?
Yeah, definitely.
Can we see where the numbers are now for Mama Made It, the downloads?
Yeah, we're gonna check right now.
Okay, we're actually checking as we speak right now. Remember,
yeah,
everything will be available.
182.
182.
Yeah. Oh my word.
Are you happy with that? Are you happy?
Wow. It's a record. I always break my own records.
Nice.
My record was 100,000 in a day, I think, with Puma Gim or something. Yeah.
Big up, man. Big up. Now, Mama Made It.
Yeah.
Mama, I made it for real. Woo!
So you're
happy to be there. Tell us my joint. It's like
you can't wait, can you?
You know, it's like an ignorant, like, that's that joint that people won't get. Like, I saw a lot of people like, this is simple. I'm like, you don't understand the message behind something so simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the joint that people are going to play at their graduations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And trust me, when you sloshed and you and this song plays, I lose my mind myself. I'd be in the buzz like, yeah, my man, man, for real. it's that joint, you know what I mean? It's going to be a problem. Like, yo, these homies ain't even ready. And it's just... like, I love the way I approach the song.
Yeah.
Instead of making it like the whole thing, like a turn up, and
like
the last verse would have been like the whole song. The whole song would have been like me stunned.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Let me just make it a letter to my mom.
Yeah.
So that's literally me talking to my mom over the TV, over the radio, wherever she is. Because she used to hear Dr. Shabaleza all the time. So, you know, when she hears this joint, it'll, you know, be more personal for my mom. So it's so dope when you're like so high in the game where you can literally make a song to your mom and have everybody bump it, you know.
We've got some action here on WeChat. Ask Casper if album physical copies will go out on the 31st.
They'll go out next day. They'll go out the next day.
Okay.
You know, people at the Dome need to get some sort of a privilege for supporting such a great initiative. So, you know, affected the price of the album into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the event, look.
That's what you can do when you're indie. You know, not homies going... like Zeus is homies that schooled us on the indie hustle, which is crazy. Yeah, I bought Zeus's album from him.
Nice. You know what I mean?
And he taught me the indie hustle, and I've been on the indie hustle ever since. And but when I bought Zeus's album, I was trying to sign to Mo. I was trying to sign to Mo Mulimi or Tasso, and you know, and when I saw him do it, I was like, and the album looked cool. That's what convinced me. It looked like an actual album.
Yeah.
Like a lot of homies who do their own thing, like the printing is so horrible.
Yeah.
So when I saw Zeus's thing, I was like, actually this. And you remember in Botswana, the homies did the indie thing. The CD was blue at the back.
Yeah.
And you could see.
Yeah.
Where,
it was
yeah. So Zeus's album was actually proper, and I was like, yo, I could do this myself. He's one of the guys who inspired me.
Nice one.
It's pretty dope.
Nice.
This guy said,
I know, right? Like, this is your one. Like, we're watching TLC now.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the Dome. I mean, this is a big deal for you, for the continent in general.
Yeah.
Are you seeing the right kind of support for it?
Definitely from the right kind of players.
Okay.
I don't care about these stupid South African acts who are coming at me and tweeting stupid stuff, trying to discourage me. It's like, actually appreciate that. Actually.
Yeah.
Because that means this thing is big enough for you to take your time instead of writing ANN. What is that thing? LL what? Instead of writing your script, you take your time and then, you know, you comment and try and break a black man's dream. You know what I mean? So, besides that, like the people who actually matter, like I was chilling with Robert Nkumede last week at his birthday, and he wanted to you know, buy 500 CDs, and we're trying to convince them to, you know, get on to buy 500 tickets of the Dome, and they're actually keen just to do more and help me with business in general, you know what I mean?
Okay, we've got a caller on the line. We've got Sipo.
Yes.
Who won that U award?
Hello.
Yeah, what up?
Hey, what's up, Sipo?
How are you?
What up, dog?
I'm good. I'm your biggest fan, dog.
Excellent.
I'm saying you say my name on your phone many times.
Pardon?
I'm saying you say my name on your Twitter many times.
On my timeline. Are you one of the haters, or is it all love?
Yeah, I'm one of the haters.
There's some consistent haters. Thank you. I appreciate it. What's your name? What's your name on Twitter?
Sipo. Oh, okay.
Sipontan.
Sipontan. I'll check it out. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been hearing about my medicine in the morning.
Pardon?
I've been hearing about my medicine 7 o'clock.
He's been tweeting about something. His line is really bad. Listen, sorry, Sipo, but we hope you bought the tickets.
Did you buy the tickets?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool.
And the platinum album.
Yo, thank you, man. We're going to see you at the Dome. It's going to be crazy. I've got so many special surprises for you guys. You know what I mean? You know, it's going to, people are going to lose their minds, actually, with what I'm trying to do.
Okay. All right. Now, in terms of the video,
yes.
Mama Made It, what's happening with that?
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've already.
Is it done?
I'm planning it right now.
Okay.
In my head, the whole day I was wilding out. That's the crazy thing. I've got this guy called Jude. He just quit his job to come and work for Family Tree full time.
Yeah.
We started this thing together. He was in Australia, and he started the whole social media thing. And funny enough, we became the strongest with social media. That's like where I hold. That's like my core fans. And when we did Shebeleza, he was there like brainstorming with me. So we were brainstorming. Now he moved to Joburg, you know, he's at the mansion, and we like brainstorming about the video, and it's gonna be stupid, man. Like, you know, it's just fun. It's gonna be a fun video to watch. It's gonna be, you know, hip hop has a reputation for like dope, some of the dopest videos, and I think it's, this is my chance to like do like a ludicrous video. You remember those Luda videos where it's like so much humor, but it's mad fresh. So
now gonna be stunning. I have to do this. These are some of the questions that annoy me, but I have to do that.
Yeah.
This because I'm a servant of the people.
Yeah.
Tell us about what the altercation at one of the clubs. Did you get slapped?
I did, man. And imagine, Joe, the first thing was I was being accused of making it up.
Yeah.
Like I need it. I just went platinum, you know what I mean? I don't need no drama.
Okay.
But the reason I put it out before journalists put it out is because I've got so much sponsorship or potential sponsors that want to jump on the dome. The last thing I need is an article coming out about me fighting in a club.
Okay.
So I wanted it to be
clear
that I got slapped in a club while I was chilling. I was even drinking water. I just came from...
What kind of a slap? Was it a bitch slap? What was it?
Yo, it was hard as shit, though.
Yo?
Yeah, I felt it. I fell, actually. You know what I mean? But it was a bitch slap because...
Was it from behind or...
Yo, this homie was talking to his friend and... Yep. Like, I'll tear him a bomb, but, you know, and he just walked straight at me.
And he slapped you?
And he slapped me. Wow. No, like, exchange of words or an argument, nothing. This guy just woke up, pow, and I lost my balance. By the time I stood up, like, the bouncers were in between us, and I was pissed off by then, but hopefully, I mean, fortunately, they were in between us, and I couldn't respond, or I came to my senses, or like, actually, this is stupid. They actually stopped the music in the club. Hold up, yo.
Of course.
Again, Casper fighting. And that's when I was like, hey, you know what I mean? I thought of Joe. That evening, I had just signed a R1 million deal for the dome.
Okay.
I just left the crib.
Yeah.
And I was like, imagine these people hearing what happened after I met them.
Yeah.
I went out and there were these security guards with guns and it was crazy. And then I drove home and I started laughing in my car like, what the fuck
just happened? Like,
you know what I mean? And I was like, actually, I need to tweet this. Put it out quickly. Just so that no fake story comes out. Because you know what media does, man. Next thing they want to say, I hit AK with a bottle. And a week later, he was in Taboo. He hit someone else with a bottle. I was like, okay, cool.
If an opportunity came for you to reach out to AK and say, dude, listen.
Like, it's over.
You're okay.
I'm all right, man. I'm good.
Like, you wouldn't want to make amends or anything.
I tried to. We met. We squashed the beef. And then he went back and did his weird stuff. So, I don't know what the hell's going on in his life. But he needs to figure it out because he's damaging a great thing for himself. Like, we're fans. Before anything, I'm a fan of music. And I'm a fan of AKA. You know what I mean? But he's just damaging. It's like when Kanye went on his Yeezus run.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a fan of Kanye, but I can't defend you anymore because... You know, some of the stuff that you're doing, which he came out later and say, actually, I was wilding out.
Okay.
You know, that's just the problem. So, but me personally, as a musician and as a person, I just don't want to be in that space. I don't want to fight with no one. If you want to rap, we could rap. Anyone can take shots at me, and if you're worth it, I'll reply. But that's the sport. Like, the physical, I don't mess with that.
Okay, cool.
I've got a pretty face. And, you know, I've got a very gorgeous girlfriend that I'm trying to keep. You know, I'm not trying to scare her.
Zeus, where are you going? We need you. We need you. Yeah, we need Zeus, you. We're about to make Zeus music like,
this
now.
This is too much for me.
Yeah.
This is too much.
Okay, now.
I can't be participating with so much beef. I'm a peaceful homie. I got a master's degree. You know what I mean?
Now, in terms of, listen, man, we need to make at least one song. Okay, give us one of the old verses that we're familiar with. We're going to make music. Let's just have one of the old verses.
Yeah.
Because we can't have the new verses.
But the homie, like...
He's nice with it. Yeah, tell him whatever you want to hear. Whatever you want to hear.
Let's keep it there.
Okay.
Yeah, make it...
Keep it smooth?
No, not like that. Okay. Like, hold the chords. Hold them. Yeah, you know, some Rick Ross stuff.
Okay.
Like, yeah. All right. Get money, baby. No, I mean?
Okay. All right, and Zeus is gonna join Casper. Keeping it emotional now. All right, so you good? Zeus just went outside to take a call.
Yo,
welcome back. I've been sitting here, like, yo.
We had to.
I'm waiting back in the middle of everything.
Yeah,
right,
just waiting
here,
to rap.
Okay, cool, guys. Can we make music?
Yeah, Zeus is about to kick a crazy verse right now. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Casper Drive Time on Cliff Central, and I got my co-host O. You know what I mean? I forgot my homie here playing keys, but
Junior.
I got him. That's the Big J. And my homie didn't give me his name. That's my producer.
That's Greg.
That's Greg, the producer. And I got Zeus. You know what I mean? You know how we do. I'm about to drop. Yo, you got bars for me, Zeus?
Okay, let's go. Gentlemen.
What bars you want, man?
Anything, anything.
I want
anything.
Money bars, Zeus.
Over this.
Money.
Over this.
I'm just like, yo, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't we just enjoy this whole thing, man?
Yeah.
Can we enjoy this, man? You know?
Okay. Okay,
let's go.
Junior is on keys right now. Are you feeling what he's playing?
Speed it up.
It's a bit slow, man.
Yeah, speed it up.
Yeah.
Remember, this will be available as a podcast 40 minutes or 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. So, this is a blockbuster. What they're about to do right now.
I hear you, Junior. I like that.
Thank you, sir.
Crazy how many people mad at you for telling the truth or reconsidering what we choose to sell to the youth. Embrace a high responsibility when up in a booth. Turn it up and add it up so the numbers are pushed. Ain't mad our playlist, ignorance occasional. Pending on occasional. Trying to make a hit the floor, hit the road and start the tour. Save the bars for my young connoisseurs. Hungry when they give me dabs and I ain't gassed off awards. Shopping at the grocery store. After tell I pay the bill with all these verses. Purses carry change, such a scary thing. Thought I gave up everything in pursuit of all these dreams. Not a thing in sight, but my own potential. I write my own credentials with my values existential. Success was but eventual. I love the journey, not the destination. Bless my patience. Wow.
Yeah, Zeus has always been dope.
Okay.
Yo, do you think I'm gonna rap?
No, dude, look, give us an old verse, it's fine.
I don't have old verses.
Oh, by the way, that's that new material, digital EP coming at you soon.
Okay.
Yo, give me something else.
Okay, Casper wants something else.
Yeah.
You want a beat?
Or? Yeah, maybe a beat, like trap or something. Okay. Yo, Zeus just finished it. I can't mess it up. I was going to try.
So while Junior sorts himself out,
yo, this homie always forces everything. Like, he got my girl to say live on radio, dude, that I fart a lot,
dude. Like, O'Neal was pushing,
you know,
like,
if I break up with my honey tonight, it's because of you.
And yo, can I say, man, like, because for me, like, one of the things that's most awkward, which is like an elephant in the room, is always like, hip hop is a small community, you know what I mean? Like Casper's saying, like, we all grew up together, you know what I'm saying? Same thing with my homie Keenan and them, you know what I mean? Yeah. So personally for me, like, you know, and I've said this in conversations because people always ask me, because they're both my dudes. People will ask me, yo, what's your take, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm like, the first thing is this, you know, hip hop is, as he says, it's sport.
Yeah.
It is sport.
Okay.
So, I like that. Yeah, I like that. It's sport, you know what I mean? So kill it, you know what I mean? Go at each other and everything, but it should never be personal, right?
Nice.
But most importantly, if we can get dope tracks out of the beef, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That address things and squash things, that's great. You know,
like, what
I'm saying?
Most def is doing.
My whole thing is homies never take it there. Yeah. Like, I'm the only one who ever said anybody's name. I'm the only. Like, when I put out beef, I was like, actually, was at a point where everybody was acting funny.
Yeah.
I was like, let me put this record out and let me see who replies. And, like, and nobody replied. And my whole thing is, homies want to fight. Homies want to physically fight.
Yeah.
Okay. That's only going to end up rough. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, what I hate the most is putting people who are innocent in, like, these positions.
Yeah.
You understand? The other day, they caught my best friend in the bathroom. Like, this big homie caught him in the bathroom, was like, yeah. And he told me, like, 3 hours later.
What?
You know what I mean? And that's what I hate. That's why I would love it to go to
to music,
rap.
Yeah.
Like, let's rap.
Okay, let's rap. In fact, let's rap here.
You know, can I do that? What's beef? Yeah. Beef is when you need two guests to go to sleep.
Woo.
Beef is when I see you, guaranteed to be in ICU. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let's go.
Yo, I ain't got no raps, man. Not for this tempo, though.
Okay, but I thought you guys liked this tempo.
Yeah, this is the tempo to rap for, but it's like all. Yo, my stuff is new. I don't remember anything. It's all in the album, man.
Okay, real quick. Zeus.
Yeah, man.
The EP, what's happening with that?
Yeah, man. I've been doing a lot of recording. Literally, I had a couple of sessions, actually, while I was been here. Some exciting stuff. One of the best sessions I had was with Nomadic from Botswana. You know, I'm really enjoying having, like, more and more continental audience. So I really think it's important to put more and more of the work that's coming from Botswana out there. It's from the beat is from a young producer called Omar, who lives in Phalaphe.
Yeah.
You know, like, if only Botswana would know where Phalaphe is, or only Botswana and Cooley, because I know Cooley put it in a verse before.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just excited about taking the career to the next phase, taking my country with me, taking my city and all our culture with it, you know?
Nice one. Yeah. In terms of performances, do you have any lined up for this weekend?
This weekend I'm not performing. I've been here, like, I literally was here mainly for the activation for the UN stuff during the week.
Okay.
I'm spending the rest of the weekend just taking time off. I got my girl here. I'm just trying
you're
to
gay,
go spend
right?
time. No, I'm not. Oh. Hey, baby, why are you trying to pressure me? Not even you pressure me like this.
She spoke to Kesper.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, listen.
No, yeah,
yeah.
To you.
Drop a hint. Like, you know what I mean?
Drop a hint.
Zeus needs to promote. Okay, let me try and rap.
Okay.
I just remember something.
Okay.
I'm going to try. Hopefully it comes out right. Please take it up a bit. Please take it a bit. Okay, cool. Now I forgot. Now it's gone. Okay, let me try and remember. Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. Check. Yeah. See, right about now, nigga, you already know who the man is. And if you don't, you can come and see me at the mansion. And chances, you might find bad bitches this. Hey, see now, it's oh, you see.
No, see? Bring it back. No, it's yours.
Change
it's yours.
Change the beat. The other one that Zeus had on the same tempo.
Other one.
You see.
Where you're holding the keys.
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
Okay.
My homie already knows.
Okay.
You see why I don't want to rap, then I mess up the verse, then.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, just faster. Tempo.
Is it good enough?
Tempo, faster.
Faster?
A little bit faster. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm gonna try it out. Yeah. Yeah, see right about now, nigga, you already know who the man is. And if you don't, you can come and see me at the mansion. And chances, you might find bad bitches dancing. Ignore my nigga, let's get straight to the action. And yeah, okay, now that I have your attention, let me tell you why I always floss like a dentist. I came up, you see, come on, man. Come on, you see.
Yo, bring it back.
Oh yeah, now that I have your attention, let me tell you why I always floss like a dentist. I used to, come on. Ish. Most of the stuff I didn't write on the album, man. Come on. Now that I have your attention, let me tell you why I always floss like a dentist. I came a long way, I used to distribute pamphlets. So ain't no way in hell I won't act outlandish. This year's for my gangsters, we made it way up. See, I never lost a battle. So, this for my gangsters, we made it way up. And I've never lost a battle since day one. I choose to keep it humble, like Izama, but everybody knows I done fucked the game up, nigga, I'm major. Hey, that's
I got you.
I cool.
I tell my homie no, don't be thirsty, no need for you to share coke, man. Yeah. Money out there, my name's on it like 340 mil coke cans. Hey. Drugs are bad, kids, no plan. Take it easy on the slow lane. Ooh. Blow my fella by speed, I thought I told him way before the crash came. Last name, Bunty, get it straight and throw get loud buns. Go just mama cloud nonsense. Girl, what clouds of fella, nonsense. My son's cloud, that's son's. Hold up, before I get the romance, let's get it straight, I ain't dancing. This ain't no Chris Brown halftime show tribute out to Mac Jackson. Bring back our rappers really now start rapping. Switch the style up, I don't know, you know, man, I be trapping. Switching back, I'm just laughing. Yeah. Kicking back, I'm just laughing. On my hood rich, chip stacking. Yeah. Champagne and high flashing. Woo! Champagne and high fashion. Wow.
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah.
Shout out, gentlemen. Certainly, we're out of time. We have to say our goodbyes. Let me just start with you, Kesper. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you.
And
thank you for forcing me to rap like four lines from every song on the album. But I had fun, cool. And it was dope to hear like Zeus rap.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like one of the homies that I grew up listening to. No, like, I'm not even fronting right now. Like, you know, it was Jabba, it was Talib. You know, it was Zeus.
Shout out Jabba. Yeah. Jabba,
you know,
put us on.
Like, Jabba put all of us on.
Yeah,
man.
Nice.
Everybody.
Yeah, nice. Very humble.
Call
dude.
Me up for a feature.
Very humble dude.
So, okay. What's your album called again? Something about the kitchen.
Freshly Baked. That first drink. Yeah.
Freshly Baked. Yeah.
And so, the Dome. Let's get back to the Dome. We're out of time. So, the Dome is on.
20,000 tickets is out. Go ahead and get your ticket right now. Tickets are going fast. If you don't get your tickets right now, you're going to be sad. Waiting outside. I was asking them if I can put a screen outside, and like, no,
nope.
I can't do it. So it's,
yeah, it's pointless.
Get the 20,000 or not. So go and get your tickets right now. It's gonna be a crazy show. Everybody you thinking of is gonna be there, and you know, on my show as well.
Will you be performing alone? Are you gonna have any friends?
I've got a lot of friends, man.
Okay. Nice.
Definitely all my friends. I just don't want to mention their names. All my friends are gonna be there. You know, Coffee hit me up. He wanted to go play at the show. Mosquito hit me up yesterday, and he wants to come play at the show. And they're all doing it for free. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So, and yo, I'm bringing down yo, people are gonna lose their minds if they see.
So big up to you, man, for that, for such a feat.
I might even call Amber Rose to come to the show.
Zeus.
Yes, sir.
What are you up to, man? What do you want people to know right now?
I want you to stay tuned, man. We're gonna give you a lot of content on a digital level. African time is still out there, though.
You need to drop music, man.
Yeah, everybody. I'm being called out every day on Twitter. My fans are like, yo, man, you need something. So yeah, I'll respond. But the one thing I will tell you, I mean, I don't believe in making moves just because. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you should be very calculated and patient with your career. You know what I mean? And shout out to you, man. Like, we're so proud. I think not just as a hip hop fraternity, but for me specifically as Motsoko Listas, Rele Batswana, you know what I mean? Because I hate to take it there, but you know,
Motswana. I just reminded myself last week, I started using the word Motsoko last week.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Yeah. Actually, not last week, like 3 days ago, I was in Nigeria and they're like, tell us about your music. You know, they haven't asked that question in a while. They've been asking about my girlfriend and stuff.
Okay.
And for the first time in like months, they were like, so what kind of music do you do? And for the first time in months, I could say Motsoko, and I felt so proud because I used to tell Jabba, like, I'm going to take this Motsoko to Nigeria and across the world. And Cooley also commented saying, you know, from Mufftown to Nigeria. So
I just remembered, though. I was about to say, yo, vote for me on Afrima, but I think we're in the same category right now.
Yeah, yo, vote for Zeus.
I think he's got enough awards for the season.
Vote for Zeus.
Yeah, just for the one for Zeus. The rest I can take.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. We're out of time. Yo, we're actually well into the next hour. Thank you very much. Everything is available as a podcast in the next 30 minutes. Thank you all.
How long is it available for? Because you know my bars.
No, dude. Like, it's
do you take it down? Then the music stops.
Let's talk about this on the flip side. Let's talk about that on the flip side. Thank you very much to everybody. We'll catch you on social media.
Ladies love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
OOC. It's O'Neill Africa. Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill Cliff Central. O'Neill on Cliff Central. OOC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
This is CliffCentral.com.